Off the Ball Breakfast.
What's your favourite GAA chant?
Man, him. So three syllables.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Our Farney Army, do-do-do-do.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball in partnership with AIB. Proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Hashtag the toughest.
Welcome along to a special episode of the Football Pod, live here in Croke Park with Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue. Kerry have done it, 39 All Ireland title. That must be sweet.
It is. And the way the game panned out, I don't think anyone would have said that it would have gone that way. I mean, for Kerry to come out 10 point winners is incredible. And they deserved it. They were probably 10 points better. But just a mad game from the off, it was just mad. The way the Kerry start was so explosive, that's the way we expected Donegal to come out. But Kerry just completely blitzed them early. Donegal were fighting, you know, against the tide then to come back into it all along, and they didn't have enough firepower. I thought Kerry were brilliant. I was just doing a little bit of analysis there, lads. I think that the whole game comes down to Donegal's defensive system. I think it probably would have worked with 15 players back, but with 12, they did this zonal system where they didn't pick up Paddy Clifford, didn't pick up Shawnee Shane man for man. There was a different man on them every time. The only man that they actually marked tight was David Clifford. The rest of them they left off. And ended up with nine altogether. But I mean, I just don't think it worked leaving those fellas off. Paddy ran the game. Gavin White ended up having an absolute stormer. And it just was straight from the off. I mean, if you actually think about what happened, first play, Mark O'Shea competes great for the hot ball. Gavin White wins the break, sprints down in the middle of the Donegal defence, slips to Dylan Ganey over the bar. And it's like Kerry just settles down. Whoa. We're in this now, and Donegal just could not fight the tide until it was too late.
Yeah, Paddy, what was your reading of it, James? You've been sharing the mic, Paddy. There, Paddy, like, it really was a sublime performance from Kerry in an All Ireland final. You don't always get great performances in All Ireland finals, but a lot of their players produce some phenomenal stuff out there.
Like that first quarter, if you look, Kerry were 13-4 up again. They came out of the blocks, and that first 18 minutes was as good as we saw in the third quarter against San Marino and Tyrone Cavan. They're 10 scores in the first place, and a couple of those are 3 point-2s. I was unbelievably surprised that Paddy Clifford allowed the space and freedom he was given. I thought beforehand they'd done his all, and Ryan McHugh had done a really good job in Rory Coogan and Rich LaFerne against Armagh. So but given that Ryan McHugh on that, is that someone is going to pick up Paddy Clifford. We know who he financially is. It doesn't dictate the entire game. You do McCall to pick up Clifford, did as well as you possibly can. And David chose not to intentionally play, you know, just that's the level he was going to be at. It's outstanding. But Kerry were dominant. Donegal, again, probably got a factor 4 points in the second half. Without really, it was not a performance that we expect to see from Donegal. That intensity, that running off the shoulder, that middle third, half kick out, none of that really would do you. It's just, they'll be so disappointed with that performance. Jimmy Ginnis spoke beforehand about not really bringing their best up for that 2014 final. I think the Sam's up at the break. Donegal not at the best, but Kerry really, really critical. First quarter, second up, and then they just controlled the game. Massive performances of Joe O'Connor, David Clifford, Gavin Wright, but big players stood up and believed it. On the Donegal side, and just couldn't see that from up there, did us.
Yeah, we'll come back to what Donegal got wrong in a couple of minutes, but I asked McGuinness afterwards, I had seen by what he said to me, but when I asked Jack about what Kerry got to all out, he spoke about going for the throw, straight from the off. And you mentioned the White,
the throw,
taking from take off from the throw and absolutely unbelievable. But those points came so early. Sean O'Brien had 2 points in the fours. Early doors, missed the one over. They dropped shorts. Kerry got those scores evenly. It felt they haven't ever missed the ball for the 8 minute.
Yeah.
And good to them. You get 2 2-pointers in a minute, and it's like, yeah, it's like Kerry or Donegal's plan was rattled.
Clifford scored 4 possessions, scored 5 points from Kerry, and got fouled for 2 points from Tranmere. Like, it's your friend McCauley.
What
do
you mean to do that?
Clifford already is one of the greats, but again, today is just another rubber stamp of that. Just iconic.
But just to follow up on that,
if Terry's other pair don't settle as quickly as they did, if they aren't 5-3 up before he gets his first touch, maybe it's different. Like, they all stood up.
Well, I've no doubt that they expected that. They expected Jim McGuinness to set up to try and stop David. But under the new rules, you can't, you almost have to, you know, rob one side to kind of sort out the other. It's like they've overloaded on David's side, and then on the other side of the field there was times when it didn't gain. He was standing over in the corner waving his hands waiting for a switch with nobody on him. Then there was another time where Paddy was top of the D, and I just saw Petter Morgan. He was tight enough to him. 2 minutes later, Rorty was marking Paddy, and then a couple of minutes later Kieran Moore was picking up.
McColgan had him at one.
Surely they had a meeting where they would have said, last party, Clifford was one of the best players in the country. Let's tag him. Who wants to take him? Almost in a who's going to do this big job for us? So it's just, that system just did not suit Donegal, because the Kerry players were too cute getting in between the lines. They've obviously worked on it a lot in training, but like, they were really slick, got in between the tackles, got it, dished it out, didn't do anything stupid. And actually, Kerry did pick a lot of wides in the first half. They pulled the trigger on a load of two-pointers. Dylan Ganey picked the wide, Mike Green. Paddy dropped the puppet short, and David missed a few. Like, they weren't completely brilliant in front of the post, but they created so many chances, and it didn't matter. Mm. And it was
probably the kick-out domination that made a big thing. That, and there's such fine line between where John Patton delivered those kick-outs. There are inches between them, maybe going over a Kerry hand and lands into the wall. But they're fine lines. But Kerry bossed it. Joe Connor had a couple of big steals. O'Shea had a couple of breaks.
O'Shea and Sean O'Brien, you have to hand it to them. They are not household names, but what they've delivered over the last 3 outings in full fair. And Busker the show, Kerry have delivered their 3 best performances on the 3 biggest days. You know, we've seen Dermot O'Connor at the end, eventually, in fact, out the pitch. But Joe O'Connor started to go exceptionally well out there into the hold of the stand, running those spears and Sean Pat's pickouts. Michael Langdon, you know, coming into this as one of the front runners for the Football of the Year if he goes well today. Just anonymous in the game. And Kerry, you know, two guys, Sean O'Brien and Michael Shea, dominant full on the middle third. And that just gave him a performance. You look at the Donegal side, you can oversimplify this, but big players for Kerry deliver outstanding performances. Was the Donegal, we've seen Gallen get off with a quick start, 3 points in the ball, but then he's taken off, you know, 45 minutes in, just no impact on the game after that. Murphy was left fighting the fight from his own. For the younger guys, you know, brilliant players, Kieran Moore, Finbar Rorty, and these guys, that was a bit of a chastening experience for them today. You kind of, I didn't think that would be a big issue for Donegal, that maybe that lack of big game experience of Kieran Moore in the final, but it really did show out there. But Kerry got a stranglehold on it, it didn't occur. Got out of the blocks quick enough for us to go with that. And like you say, Jimmy, second quarter, they knew they're the best. But they have built up a lead and just kept running down the guarantees. And then, like, a big point was the end, that's okay. The final play before half time.
But,
you know, Donegal, there's a 4 point gap. They'll get a steal in front of the huge expand there from the kick out. One of the few times they got a pop train there in the kick out. And Darrell Weir. I like the idea of trying to find Murphy with a long kick, but that's probably not the time to try it. And all of a sudden, what could have been a 3-point lead at half time, Kerry get it, keep the ball for 3 minutes. The whole stadium and the man in the street knew they were going to get a set play for David Clifford. And good goal, I'm amazed they let that happen. And Clifford clips a 2-pointer, and all of a sudden, what could be 3 points, but actually 7 points from the half time. And the win is out of sales with any value. That, I think, is a big, big play. A turnover from O'Brien and then Clifford talking about punishing them. Getting 7-point lead at half time.
McGuinness gave absolute credit to Kerry for their performance.
Yeah.
One of the points that he made was, any time there was an opportunity to get a bit of oxygen, Donegal didn't take that chance. And they clawed it back, they did well, but he referenced that opportunity before half time. If it's a 4-point lead compared to 7, it's a completely different dress.
Three comes up. They've left themselves way too much to do. Like, you need everything to go right then to win the dogs. But you're always going to make the odd couple of mistakes. Like, the main issue was that they let it go so bad at the start. You're always going to make errors. You're always going to make errors as the game goes on. And then you can't analyse it and say, well, if we didn't make any more errors, then we'd have got it back. So, like, the thing about Donegal, you're saying maybe that they're they weren't as experienced maybe as some of the Kerry lads at times get to the final, and it might have been a big occasion. I know that Donegal has gone mental, and rightly so, over the last couple of weeks. But like the atmosphere today, the atmosphere was similar. Like, I mean, it was a phenomenal atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was just, and that's the thing about the new rules, it really allows an atmosphere to build, because straight away there was a point.
Yeah.
You know, straight away Gavin White was gone through the middle of the deep and slipping to Dylan Gainey. Straight away there was a white flag raised, or there was another kick over an aerial duel.
Yeah.
You know,
Gallagher responded within a minute.
Yeah, but you remember the all out final last week in Galway?
Yeah.
And I know,
lopped it out.
They literally took about 20 minutes to take a shot. So the new rules had left this stadium become even greater.
Paddy, you're a man for the stats. What was the stat you had there at half time? Was there many scores?
Was it like 22 minutes? It was more scores than this. Yeah.
Look, we'll have more.
Kieran Thompson, you felt that was a big moment, losing someone like him, particularly when they're chasing the game. This is the shooting end, the canal end. Donegal, they're going to need to try and flip a few two-pointers. They have no two-points close to it. And Thompson is someone that we've picking seen in the last quarter. Had to be brave, he's out here. And it's been well marshaled. He's looking at, you know, back door to someone. Look at Kieran Thompson, wait there to swing it over. It's like he was a big loss. Ryan McHugh as well, which was a bad shoulder, wouldn't you? But, you know, just kind of dragging the arm along, that was a bad one. He was a big loss as well, just because of that running game. But look, that's in the factor of A, those things go against you. If Donegal, the things we said about their speed, the intensity of their layout, the depth of their game, Kerry trumped them in Ireland. Talk about hammering the hammer. And like they still got the 4 points, and McBurney misses a shot from the top of the base. And Conor O'Donnell, only a couple of minutes later, again from the top of the, not the two point there, the D. And that would have got it back to 3 points. So even though Donegal, not at their best, you know, I wouldn't call it a purple patch, but they have opportunities to make this really, really naughty for Kerry. They don't take it. Kerry go up and get a two-pointer. And Sean O'Shea did unbelievable work. He said it off the ball, not the 12 points he kicked against Aaron Adams, just running all the stuff, but he was so influential. Well, he kicks the 2.3. Again, another swing. There could be 3 points, all of a sudden it's six. With 10 or 11 minutes left to go, and just right, that was the final nail in the coffin. But Donegal not at their best, but Kerry, a supreme display. Do you know what, as I mentioned, you're delighted. Was it disappointing? You know, feels like a bit of a
feel.
Yeah, semi-finals and the final after a brilliant championship. Just, I would have liked Donegal to have brought a bit more of their A game.
They were flat. I think once Kerry were rattled. I actually think Kerry's, the manner in which Kerry attacked that game and went for the throw, and I think in the year that we've had with the new rules, I think it's the perfect template to leave us at the end of the season. The manner in which Kerry were aggressive in the way they attacked that game.
I don't think you can lose by 10 points and put down the flats.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You did.
I didn't say that. I said there was an element of, I said
he's been storing this up all year and now he's coming at you.
No, but you didn't say that. Paddy said it wasn't a good final.
I didn't think it was a good final.
But I just said it was brilliant to see what
they did. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But like it was two teams of different... It actually turned out to be two teams of different standards.
Yeah, it did.
I thought the Kerry were, like, for the whole game, I thought the Kerry were a streak ahead. They were in complete control of the game. And it did come down to Donegal's defensive strategy. I think they were able to pick more holes. But like, if you look at the individual displays by some of the Kerry players, Gavin White was absolutely awesome. He obviously had he was disappointing the result after the Dublin game in 23. Jeremy had a mistake, maybe I think the left should have gone there, a slip or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, for him to turn up and play that well today as captain, yeah. I mean, he didn't need redemption, that's unfair to say, but if he ever did, he was absolutely outstanding. Every line to be broken, he broke it. He took a couple of Donegal fellas in on the end line going into the hill second half, fist point. He gets a great point into Canal in from a tight angle with his left leg. Just everything he did was on point. And we said before the game that maybe the half back lines, Tommy, would be the area where you could actually attack from if everything else is tied up. And he made hay in that.
3 points to play, run and break. Dylan Vini, 3 points to play.
Yeah.
Party, maybe there's not as much on the scoreboard as known, but Carter just big Cody controlling the game. And Kiffy, you know, it's outstanding to watch. I mean, just the first possession, 2 points of shame, it is. I mean, and what more you could say about this guy, genius at work, second all Ireland, you feel, you know, he deserves to have a few more, probably. But today is Kerry's day. Donegal, not at the best, but be fair, 10-point victory in the final, which everyone was saying 50-50 coming in the final. Yeah. I thought Donegal would win this one, match. I said it. They just thought they had more questions. I thought they'd Kerry gone off all of those key areas right from the first whistle. And we cannot get away. Biggest days, Kerry delivered their three biggest performances. And that is, can I ask for more than that?
No, but I want to say, can you talk about Jack Connor for me? That's a big dollar in the price, 04-25. We cut it to him in the post-match press, where I got a couple of minutes with him on his own, and he had just going to read the bits from the press conference itself. He was asked about his future at the end of it, and he said, all I know is I've gone out the door on Thursday evening with the bag, and my missus took a picture of me going out the gates. And I have a fair idea now that that would be going up on the wall of my last hurrah. I'd say she'd be framing that one. Asked if he was interested in another term, he said, I think I went on the record earlier in the year that it would probably be my last hurrah. I don't want to be telling ye lads before I tell anyone else. There's a lot more important people down the corridor. So that's given us a bit of a hint to where Jack is at. But five All-Ireland pledges, James, with such different Kerry footballers all the way along. From the 04
to the underage
to the team in 09, to coming back in 22 and now in 25 under the new rules. It's just remarkable.
I'd still be shocked if he didn't sound off what the story for next year is. I mean,
it's in him, isn't it?
It's in him. It's fine to leave in a blaze of glory and, you know, through the front door and all that, you've been successful, but that man lives for this. And we all do in a way, but, like, he's been so successful. He's built this team up from, you know, a disappointing middle of the season and last year.
Is it a minor or something too?
Yeah. So he's taken his team maybe to new heights. And now is he going to hand it over and say, off you go to someone else to say, have more success than maybe he could have? I don't know. It's interesting, but if
it's probably
he does,
a conversation for another day, isn't it?
It is. But if he does go, then he has done an unbelievable job. And from where Kerry were at a couple of weeks or months ago, after that game to Meath, for them now to be where they are,
yeah,
it's probably because of that result to Meath. I don't want to actually understate how important that was. The reaction of the country, the reaction of the local media,
the reaction of the players.
And therefore, the reaction of the players. And then the reaction of the players to fall on the supporters. That galvanised everyone. It was like, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe we are, you know, talking a bit too much and not supporting them enough. And I think the supporters kind of delivered over the last couple of days, but only because the players were absolutely sensational.
Everyone did. Like, you look at the Joe O'Connor goal and the celebration, the manner in which they celebrated scores in the All-Ireland quarter-final and the semi-final. It's just the momentum. We look at the momentum in Donegal and the absolute steadfast belief that they can bend the road in, and rightfully so. They take a lot of boxes all the year long, and it was a close game going into it. I think we caveated a lot of what we were saying with the new rules. We weren't quite sure who would have what up their sleeve, whether it be Jim McGuinness or Jack O'Connor. But Kerry have just ended the year with a 10-point comprehensive win in the All-Ireland final. It's remarkable, isn't it?
It is.
You mentioned Dundee, right? You mentioned Tullamore.
Yeah.
What do you think they did? Like, what do you think? And I know there'll be probably a lot more said about that now, because that was a turn-up when Jack Brett to downstairs as well.
I can guarantee, Tommy, nothing tactical came out of that. That wasn't the case of, oh, we need to press higher on the opposition kick-out, or we need to do this or that. Like, that was a mental thing that was a switch. It was a case of, lads, we're hosting here. Look at the talent we have in the dressing room. We are the best player in the country, but we're not delivering. That's why. And I'd say a couple of tough conversations, maybe a few home truths from player to player, which is always important, and, you know, probably the best feedback you're going to get is from your teammates. Maybe there was a little bit of that. Maybe the management dished out a little bit of that. And, you know, it stirs something in you, and you could tell by the reaction of all the players in every interview, even every turnover and every score, the way they celebrated them. Tells a lot. I mean, those players were tuned in as much and probably more than I've seen a Kerry team tuned in. I think they were right on the money.
The beauty of this championship is that you can afford a defeat. No Carterman getting a kick in the arse, the end for you. Whereas under maybe previous rules, the previous structure, that would have been the end of the season. And they're licking their wounds for 6 or 9 months before you got the opportunity to come back. In the grand scheme, I think their result against Meath actually didn't really change much for Kerry.
No.
But it gave them an almighty kick in the backside. And you could just see the reaction from it. They played Calvin the next day, they lost Dermot. Ah, it was like another bit of a glow.
A minor miracle that he was back, Jack said.
a minor miracle that he
got back. You've had that injury before, Jimmy. For him just get back out there and get 15 or 20 minutes at the end of the game, sets him up. It's a great finale for the season to him. But that little bit of a kick in the backside in the middle of the championship, we're probably so used to judging teams by the old structures and the old rules. It's very difficult for anyone. The intensity of these games, the schedule of week on week on week for teams to be consistently brilliant every single week. And Kerry showed us a terrible performance against Gabe, but look at what they've done since. And that's a testament to Jeff Connor, Keane O'Neill, everyone on that team. But the biggest thing is to the Dons. If they're the ones who've got it done. And today it was just rubber stamping the quality they have. They were coming against the most intense and the most high octane team in the country. And they're the ones who set the tone for the first season. And you know, clearly if the footballers in the background, when they play with that intensity, that's been the most impressive thing to me against Armagh, against Tyrone. That's very with them without the ball, playing on the front stuff. And they do that, married with the technical abilities of the footballers going off, you get results. Yeah.
So you have to feel sorry for someone like McGuirty, because he's captain of the team. He's coming out of 48 minutes, but I know they get a shot to get it back straight.
Wasn't
he? Was, but
just there.
He's coming on it. He's coming on nearly 8 minutes of the tides against him. Do you know?
That's still all of him.
It was the same at 14.
Yeah, it is. He must be frustrated that it's not a case. He need to get him in the melting pot for me. And he need a chance at this. And he didn't get it. No, he did. He had one shot. He manufactured a shot. Maybe he had another shot up in the air, but
yeah.
He had the effort. But you know, the game was gone against him at that stage.
Jim McGuinness said afterwards, sometimes in football, you have a game that you just write off. Everything just went wrong with them. Things went wrong with them. He said, "You forget about this one quickly." Can Donegal come back to this?
I wouldn't be forgetting about that game if I was Jim McGuinness, because there's so much.
I could have paraphrased him now.
There's so much.
Did he say that?
Something out of sight. Yeah. Sometimes in football, there's no point lingering on it. So I'm sure they can learn.
Disappointing wise, obviously they need to park it, but there's so much learning out of it from a defensive point of view. Like honestly, it was a defensive malfunction back there. Like they still ended up kicking. What did they kick again? Did they give him
19.
They were probably 3 or 4 points off what they would have expected to kick. But defensively, in the first half, they conceded way too much. And it comes down to that. And then they left themselves too much to do. And Kerry had too much class up front, too much space, and it was too much mess. That's what I think it came down to.
Okay, we're going to be back on Wednesday for our final show of the Intercounty season. You put in a great bit of work, lads. So well done. That's your final member show coming on Wednesday from a special location. We're going to pick our football pod stars that night.
Oh, and a few changes after today.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get, please, your man of the match from today? Because I know the Sunday game we're going to pick there is tonight. So if you want to have a little think there. And Paddy, just while you're thinking, like in 2014 when Donegal lost, McGuinness was on his way out. We know that he was going to Celtic at the end of Mira. McBurkey talks about the 14-24, the lost years. Like, it's not over for Donegal in terms of the McGuinness era at the moment. So while this still happens, they still have a chance, do they? Can they bounce back to this? Can they get it right?
Yeah, the championship is still wide. You know, we said if what made it such an exciting championship, particularly in the earlier rounds, was there legitimately 6 to 7 teams who have genuine aspirations of winning this thing. Donegal are absolutely going to be one of those teams next year. I agree with Jimmy O'Donoghue that there's plenty of learning for Donegal from that today. They're back-to-back Ulster champions, you know. They're going to be in the beats next season as well. Big thing, and it's not the trend right now, Murphy's impact was outstanding. And again, he's probably one of the best players in that today. Because today, that if they won, maybe it would be perfect time for Murphy to ride off on sunset. You know, is he going to be in there next year? We don't know. But then he got it anyway. Again, as with Kelly, as with 4 or 5 other teams, we have a little bit of work to do. But I think overall it's been a great chapter because there's so many competitive teams who have aspirations in this time. Bad day for Donegal, say, but they'll be on over.
I think that in terms of new rules, Kerry gave an exhibition how to play the rules. Now, it is only the first year of it, so we will be seeing teams come up with more innovative ideas.
What if they didn't see something when they got on the second half?
I think
they're going to tweak something or a master plan, and it nothing changed. Nothing changed.
No. But I suppose Donegal's X factor probably was their defence and their intensity, but they just didn't get there. But I think that a lot of teams will have to have, like, it always happens even at club level. A lot of teams copy the All-Ireland champions.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing.
Like, it'd be interesting.
Not everyone has David
Clifford. No, not everyone has Clifford, but Kerry did play kind of an attacking brand with risk and shots and maybe even like kick pass, front foot football, getting under the break. Actually, that was one thing I wanted to say. The intensity and the desire to win a break.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The Kerry players were sprinting out under the break and outnumbering Donegal. The Donegal fellas were there, but they weren't there. Do you know this? You're there or you're there. They're, like, the Kerry fellas were absolutely on it. Like, they were not going to lose that break. They outnumbered Donegal. Donegal fellas were just a little tiny bit off it. Yeah. So, yeah, I forget even the question. But,
I forget it too.
Man of the match.
I'd have to listen back to the Football Pod Live and Co. Park to hear whose prediction was closest, but I think James O'Donoghue was the closest. You were you were fairly brave, buddy, at the time, but you said something like David Clifford to score 9 points and Kerry to win by 10.
I didn't.
You were close to it, though.
I didn't say it. I said Kerry win by 4 or 5.
And Clifford to score 8 or 9 points.
It's after the Barons.
But if we're going man of the match, right?
Okay, let's give me yours.
We'll go on.
Are we making a collective one here? So do you want to talk for a second?
Well, what we'll do is we'll give our opinion and we'll vote. Okay. We might come up the same. But I am going to give it to Gavin White.
Okay.
My other option was Paddy Clifford, but he was outstanding because Donegal did not mark quite enough and he exposed them.
But you're making all of the friends know back.
I can't imagine.
You're real?
You can't. I genuinely can't imagine.
I don't know back.
He's one of the best forwards in the country.
Let him have it.
Paddy. White or Paddy, are you on the same track? I am in a similar.
I think they were brilliant. I thought Joe O'Connor was brilliant.
Yes,
had an iconic moment with the goal. Lads, come on.
Footballer of the year. You're going to go for Footballer of the year?
No, 9 points for fucking play in the All-Ireland final. I'm not getting mad at that.
Yeah.
He'd score 9 points in my whole career.
Yeah.
Imagine what that's how good David Clifford is. That he makes scoring 9 points for play like did not.
I think he's mad.
David Clifford's mad. Gavin White, brilliant.
It's six. No, six from play with three worldies.
Nobody.
It's nobody.
It's 9 points.
Yeah.
9 points from play.
Okay.
David Clifford's man of the match. David Clifford's player of the year. He is the leader of that team, calling out the fans after that Kerry match. We get behind the crew. Kerry players looked to him, the Kerry supporters looked to him, and today was cementing his status as the best player in the game. Not that it needed to be going, but 9 points from play in the Ireland final. Fantastic.
Lock it up.
Come on.
Okay.
You give it to him together. Get out.
I am giving it to Gavin. Now, I can be overruled with Tommy, no problem. But because he won both breaking balls, or both hot balls, which set the intensity.
He was very good.
Set them up. Also scored a couple of great points. Captain, leader. And as well, I think that Clifford does fall into the category of these elite players.
Yeah.
You take him as a given. You take him as a given, which is unfair.
If you scored 9 points from play, you're already finding 14 and didn't get man of that, you'd be... You'd be named as
well.
Darren
McCarthy. Darren McCarthy kicked or got what it for.
Yeah, I know, Ronan Maher's job and Brian Hayes. So I think they're two supreme candidates.
I'd be happy with either or Paddy. I'd be happy with any of those three.
Yeah, look, unbelievable.
How many possessions for Paddy could
have? I'd love to know. I'm sure we'll hear it tonight. James O'Donoghue, Paddy Andrews. Thanks for joining with them and hanging on.
Well done, Jim.
Congratulations.
Congratulations
to Kerry. Thanks. Sensational. What a turnaround for him on. Well deserved. And do you know what?
Insincere.
No, what are you talking about? How is it insincere? Checking the post.
We were down beside Radio Kerry. You have to give it Tim and Ambrose dragging the leg along.
Checking the post.
Dragging the leg along. Up, doing a jig at the full crowd message. What a win for Kerry. Well deserved.
I spent that money for his losses. Thank you, America.
They were delighted. Well deserved.
Incredible. I'll have interviews from the Winners Hotel in the morning. I'll see you at the homecoming at some stage. I'm certainly going to Killarney. So we'll see you there going back to the Capital Club. Yeah, it should be. Paddy Andrews, we'll catch up on Wednesday for our pod and our new location.
Out west or blues?
Yeah, we're out west. So we're going to have something fun on Wednesday. So thanks for tuning in. Thank you to AIB for bringing us on the roads to Croke Park and where we go way earlier in the year as well. And keep the pod going all season long. And James and Paddy, thanks for another great season. So we'll catch up on Wednesday.
Perfect.
Congrats to Kerry. What a win.
Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out #TheToughest for more.